Hi, beautiful, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, the oasis of self-love in your week. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some authentic gems on your self-care journey. No matter where you are in your journey, this podcast is your weekly reminder and your gentle nudge to grow into the radiant being that you're meant to be. So I invite you to grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Hey, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another empowering episode of Neo Self-Care. I am your host, Vashti Maya, and like always, I am so grateful for you being here today. So today we're going to be diving into a very, very crucial topic, and that is how being around the wrong people can drain your energy. So we're going to explore the concept of trauma bonding and discuss the vital importance of surrounding yourself with people who uplift you and add light to your life. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. So today's quote, starting off, you know, I like to break it down by quotes. Today's quote is going to be surrounded by the phrase, "Surround yourself with those who bring out the best in you, not the stress in you." It's kind of like a little rap rhyme, huh? Surround yourself with those who bring out the best in you, not the stress in you. I want you to take like a couple of moments, see how that resonates with you. See if you have been involved with people who brought out the best in you, but also see if you've been involved with people who have brought out the stress in you, or if you're still continuously dealing with them. Have you ever felt completely drained after spending time with certain people? Have you? If you have, that's because energy is contagious. Have you ever heard the term like energy vampires, or people be like, oh no, good energy only? It's very real. Energy is very real. And as human beings, we emit our own type of energetic frequency. I know this is not the first time you guys heard of me talking about frequencies and energies, but energy is very real and energy is very contagious. It's just like if somebody walks in a room and they're feeling, you know, like very sad and low. If you're having an amazing day and that person comes around you, you're going to feel that person is off. You're going to feel that there's a slight difference between that person and your energy. Just like if you sit in a room and maybe you're not happy, maybe you're not sad, maybe you're just content, and somebody walks in the room who's feeling super confident, super high, super energetic, you're gonna feel that energy. And sometimes people can shift the energy in the room just by being themselves, right? So when you're around negative or toxic individuals, their energy can seep into your own, which leaves you feeling exhausted and depleted. Why? Because energy is contagious. It's like trying to stay afloat while someone is constantly pulling you down. So we're going to dive a little deeper into why this happens and how to recognize it. All right, guys. Second gem of the day, or quote of the day, is energy doesn't lie. If someone leaves you feeling drained, it's time to realign your circle. We kind of talked a little bit about the concept of energy exchange and how we absorb and give off energy in interactions, but let's just dive a little deeper with that, okay? So like I said, if you have a friend and maybe this person always calls you and complains, that's all they do. Eventually, especially if you're a high emitting person, eventually when you get on the phone or when you see their name pop up, you're gonna be like, damn, like, do I want to deal with this now? Like, I already know what they're going to bring me. They're either talking about somebody or complaining about something, but there's never any change in our conversation. It's always the same. And you kind of know. I know that we have all seen that person call our phone before, and we're like, are we trying to deal with this today? You know, it's a very natural thing. But then you answer it, and what happens? Exactly what you expected to happen. The energy goes down. Nothing changes. It's the constant complaining. It's the constant talking about other people. But it's nothing else. even if you are not in that conversation, maybe you're not complaining, maybe you're not talking about whoever they're talking about, but you're opening yourself up to receive that information, to receive that energy that they're throwing out to you, it is affecting you because you're absorbing it. Energy exchange. I give you the energy of listening and opening myself up, and you give me the energy of negativity and toxicity and whatever it is that you're talking about. Because we absorb and we give off energy in every single interaction. It's kind of just like when you're arguing with somebody. You're mad, they're mad, you're throwing that energy back and forth at each other. Which is why the argument or the conversation is continuing, because we exchange and we absorb and give off energy in every interaction. Now, negative energy from others can absolutely impact your mood and your well-being. I like to read a lot of like self-help books and everything like that, like The Think and Grow Rich, The Limitless book, The Decide book, and I forget which one of these books, but there was a story in there where there was this guy, and he was a fairly like, he was a positive guy, right? But he had a friend who was so negative all the time, and he never stepped away from that friend. He was always there, always listening. Well, this guy who was in like perfect health ended up getting sick, and doctors couldn't identify where it was coming from. But they did tell him, you know, he has to alleviate all stress in his life. So what did the guy do? He stopped talking to his friend. And over a course of time, a very short amount of time, all of a sudden he started getting better. All of a sudden. And the only thing that changed was him not talking to this specific person anymore. Now that is a massive level about how energy exchange can impact your well-being, but that's real. It's just a real thing. Some of us will get sick or not know why we feel a certain way, and I would implore you to look at your interactions, look at the people that you are inviting into your life, because energy from others can impact your well-being. So what are the signs of energy depletion? I'm glad you asked. Number one, feeling tired or drained after interacting with certain individuals. Go back and look at the people you talk to. Once you're done with the conversation, once you're done, even if it's small talk, do you feel drained? Do you feel tired? Number two, increased stress, anxiety, or any irritability. Like if you were fine, but then, you know, after you ended the call, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of anxiety. You're feeling really irritable. Pay attention to who you speak to. Maybe you have the other sign, number three, the difficulty focusing on a general sense of being overwhelmed. Difficulty focusing. Not being able to pay attention. Your mind is everywhere. Your energy is scattered. Or a general sense of being overwhelmed. Not understanding, but you're just like, oh my God, like, there's so much happening right now, so much going on, because you're taking on somebody else's energy. Now, there are such things as energy vampires, which is what I kind of spoke about in the beginning. Now, these are like, how can you spot them? These are chronic complainers who always see the negative side. Positivity does not run in their brains, does not run in their mind. It's completely non-existent. Stay away from those people. Do you have energy vampires in your life? Do you have manipulators who make you feel guilty or responsible for their emotions? I mean, think about it. Manipulators who make you feel guilty or responsible for their emotions. What about drama seekers who create unnecessary conflict and chaos? I really do implore you to look at your social circle, to look at your friend circle, to look at your associate circle, and be able to identify those who give more to your light and those who take your light. Think about your own experiences. Identify the people in your life who might be draining your energy, because it can absolutely affect your well-being and your mood. So if you know that you're like, I'm typically a happy person, I don't really know what's going on, maybe it's the people that you're talking to, maybe it's the people that you're surrounding yourself with, and you have to feel good about separating yourself from people like this. Don't feel bad, like, oh, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I had that issue. I didn't want to hurt nobody, knowing that I was feeling drained, I was feeling underwhelmed, overwhelmed, everything in between. I didn't want to cut people off. I didn't want to hurt them feelings. I didn't want them to be mad at me. People pleasing shit, like, over that now. But, like, you know, you got to put yourself first. You have to make yourself the priority, and it starts with your social circle when you already have it established within yourself. Now, I want to talk about a term that's often misunderstood, and that is trauma bonding. So this occurs when you form a connection with someone based on a shared pain or trauma. So while it might seem like a strong bond, it often leads to a cycle of negativity and dependency. So let's break down the signs of trauma bonding and how it can impact your emotional and mental well-being. Here's what I want you to remember before we get started on this. Not all bonds are built on love. Some are built on wounds that need healing. And only you can identify those things. So, I can only speak in experience, and hopefully you guys can understand how it fits within your own life, but, you know, growing up in the system, growing up in foster care, naturally produced a lot of psychological things, right? One of them being like abandonment issues. I met a friend who also grew up in the system, who also had abandonment issues. And we got tight really close, but not for the right reasons. We got tight really close and we felt like, dang, like I feel like I know you forever. And it's like, that's because we both went through similar shit and have the similar pain. And it wasn't really the friendship. It was more of that common pain that really kept us together. And rather than like addressing it and healing it or looking at, oh, whoa, I think that this is probably something that is unhealed in me and I need to address. It was just like, we would talk about it like, oh, you relate. Oh, you relate. Oh, you relate. Oh, you relate. But everyone's relating, but no one's actually doing the work to heal that thing, you know? So sometimes, often it's rooted in shared pain or past traumas. But I want you to, instead of just being like, oh yeah, we're trauma bonded, da da da, because some people laugh about it. I want you to look at what those shared pain or traumas are and start to address it. Because trauma bonding is completely unhealthy. It's an unhealthy dependence on the other person for emotional support, rather than dealing with something yourself or going to therapy or, you know, working through it. It's you're depending on the other person for emotional support and vice versa. Maybe you're not the one who's looking for emotional support from that person. Perhaps you've trauma bonded somebody and they're looking for that emotional support from you. And then what happens? Then they start being an energy vampire with you, sucking your energy out of you, taking your energy, trying to place it into their life so they can feel powerful, they can feel happy, they can feel healthy. You know, meanwhile, you're getting lower and lower and lower and lower. So if you find that you have an unhealthy dependence on the other person for emotional support, you may be in a trauma bond. If you notice that you and this person have cycles of intense emotional highs and lows, you may be in a trauma bond. Or if you feel that you're stuck or unable to leave the relationship despite knowing it's harmful, more than likely you're in a trauma bond. This has an emotional toll on you. You can have feelings of helplessness, confusion, and even guilt. Again, I don't want to not talk to this person because I know if they don't talk to me, who are they going to talk to? Who are they going to have? Basically, you're saying if they don't pour their energy from me, who else is going to be right there to give them energy for them to pull from? This is, you know, this is Neo self-care. We talk about building that self-love and self-care within ourselves, doing what's necessary. So when you put yourself first, sometimes it comes with providing pain to other people, especially if they're dependent on you. But if they're dependent on you, you can't be dependent on you with yourself. Do you get what I mean? These type of bonds can really prevent healing and really prevent personal growth because you're doing more for the other person than you are actually doing for yourself. So you have to be able to recognize and break free from these unhealthy attachments. You can, like I said, go to therapy to navigate the process. Or if you feel like that you're strong enough, then, you know, take that step back and do it yourself. Energy is very real and energy is contagious. And not all bonds are built on love. Some are built on wounds that need healing. Do not forget that. And I want you to, while you're listening, be like, damn, you know, this reminds me of so-and-so. Good. Because you can see, you can feel it. And if you're the person who's doing that to other people, stop. Find a way to stop. Find a way to start the process, at least, of stopping, because everybody just can't stop dead in their tracks. Some people need that process. You need to ease into it. But I would employ you to ease into it. Now, it's very crucial to recognize the signs of people who drain your energy. I've been saying that this whole time. It's very crucial to recognize the signs of people who drain your energy. These are the individuals who constantly criticize, belittle, or manipulate you. And these people may be friends, they may be family, or they may be your colleagues if you're working. Identifying these people is the first step in protecting your energy. So we're going to talk about some red flags to watch out for and how to distance yourself from these energy vampires. Next gem of the podcast, people who bring you down are not your ladder to success. The people who bring you down are not your ladder to success. So some red flags to look out for. People who constantly criticize you, or people who constantly belittle you. There are questions that you may have to ask yourself, like, why am I even dealing with people like this anyway? And perhaps there are some, you know, some things that happened to you in your childhood or your adolescenthood or your young adulthood that made you be more open to people like that. Perhaps, you know, you were with a parent who used to criticize you or belittle you, and so you took that as a form of love growing up. And so as an adult or as an older child, you know, you're used to that, and you're like, okay, well, if my parents did that to me and I was loved, then I guess that's love. So I'm gonna stay dealing with people who constantly criticize or belittle me. Wrong. That's an issue. And sometimes you have to identify the issues so that you can do what's necessary to heal, so that you can do what's necessary to grow. Manipulative behaviors such as gaslighting or guilt tripping. You know, a lot of people take the term gaslight. I don't think they really even know what it means. Or they just hear it so much that they're like, oh, you're gaslighting me. I implore you to really look up the definition of gaslighting, because sometimes this stuff happens all the time, but you may think it's one thing, it's completely a different thing. But if you don't really know the definition of something, you don't really know what it is. Guilt tripping happens all the time. I have somebody who has their own life, but if, like, they expect me to be available to them 24/7, 365, and if I'm not, guilt tripping. Oh, everybody else does this to me, I guess you're doing it to me too. And I'm like, whoa. The one time I say no, or the one time that I'm unable to, or the one time that I'm like, oh, I gotta do this for me or my family, now I'm the bad guy. There are so many people out there who love to guilt trip people. Don't fall for it. Do not fall for it. If you notice that you are dealing with somebody who is constantly guilt tripping you when you're saying yes to yourself or when you're doing something for yourself, that is a telltale sign that you do not need to be in communication with that person. And if you feel like, okay, well, I want to be in communication with this person, I want to still talk to this person, I don't want to cut them off, then you are signing a contract that says, I know what's happening, but I'm gonna sign up for it anyway. I know everything's going to come with it. I know unhappy how I'm going to be, but I am agreeing to it, which is the lowest form of self-love because it's lack of self-love. Sometimes doing what's best for you requires you to cut out people, things that you're used to. But if you're looking to grow, you have to plant new seeds. You have to set your roots down somewhere else. Because if you're stagnant where you're at, that means that what happens to a plant that's not growing in its right, maybe the ground that it's in or the pot that it's in, you got to dig it up all the way to the root and plant it in fresh soil, a new soil in a new place. And you have to do the same for yourself. If you're dealing with a person who shows, you know, lack of support or empathy in your times of need, let them go. Especially if you know when they're in need, you are right there. You give them what they need, rather that's emotional support or anything of that nature. But when you need something, when you need that same empathy or that same support, they're nowhere to be found. Why would you want to be around somebody like that? Why do you need to be around somebody? And why do you want to be around somebody like that? There's also the toxic relationship patterns. And we talk about relationships, y'all, but I'm not talking about, it could be your lover, but it could be your friend or your family, like I told you. Toxic relationship patterns, codependency, where you feel responsible for their happiness. If you feel responsible for this person's happiness, you are in the wrong and you need to get in the clear. Because you are all the way in the dark. If you notice that there are emotional roller coasters with frequent conflicts and reconciliations, you need to get all the way in the clear. If you're feeling undervalued or unappreciated in the relationship, you need to get all the way in the clear. Because when you think about the terms that I just gave to you, where is the love? Where is the light energy? Where is it located? What is it really doing to you? You have to be willing to set and maintaining your personal boundaries. First, you have to identify your boundaries. And if you don't have boundaries, get some. But you have to set and maintain your own personal boundaries. And then not only that, but you have to communicate your boundaries effectively to other people. Because you can set your boundaries and you can maintain those, but if you don't tell anybody that they're there, why doesn't it even matter? So you communicate your boundaries effectively to other people. And then continue to maintain them. And it's not about, okay, once somebody crosses them, you're like, okay, hey, remember I told you this. You let that person know, you explain it thoroughly, these are my boundaries. And if you cross these boundaries, these are the consequences. And you have to enforce the consequences. So if you're not going to enforce it, then what's the point of even setting it in the first place? Come up with different strategies for distancing yourself from toxic individuals. Self-care is very significant. Seek support from friends that actually build you up. Or again, if you're in therapy, seek advice from your therapist. But distance yourself away from people. Maybe if you know you talk to this person like every single day and you're like, damn, I just can't completely go cold turkey or whatever, then maybe speak to them every other day. Maybe speak to them a couple times in a week. Maybe speak to them once a week. But you have to be able to distance yourself from toxic individuals. Why? Because energy is contagious. Energy is contagious. Now, on the flip side, being around people who edify and build you up can have a very profound positive impact on your life. Now, these individuals encourage your growth, they celebrate your successes, and they offer genuine support. So I want to, you know, take the time to really explore the characteristics of uplifting connections and how to nurture these type of relationships, right? Because it's not all about the bad relationships. We got to talk about the good ones too. I want you to remember as we speak about this that your tribe should inspire you, not tire you. Okay? Your tribe should inspire you, not tire you. So what are the characteristics of uplifting people? These are people that encourage and support your goals and your dreams, even if they don't understand it. Because all of us are different, right? So if you've ever had like an idea and you're like, oh, this is what I want to do. And they're like, that don't make sense. That's stupid. Da, 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 da. Maybe it is to them. But guess what? You are not them. You are not them. And if they are looking to not support you, if they're looking to, not encourage you, then they're not wrong. Wrong. Just all wrong. But these people encourage and support your goals and your dreams. They offer constructive feedback without tearing you down. Because let's be real. Yes, men are not good friends. If you know that you're doing something wrong and someone's just like, yeah, that's right, keep doing that wrong. Wrong. But constructive feedback without tearing you down. I think that's a good idea. But if I was you, I would do this a little different. Because remember, you did do this before and you kept falling off. And I want to make sure that, you know, okay, example. So there's like a friend I know who starts and stops certain things all the time. She doesn't really have a consistent, you know, job or whatever, but she's working towards it and I'm here for it. But when she was like, oh, I'm gonna do this, and I was like, I think it's a really great idea, but I want to ask you, because, you know, I want to make sure that you're held responsible. Like, is this what you're gonna stick with? Because I have no problem, I want to support you, but I also know that sometimes you don't stick with things, you don't follow through with it. So if you're gonna do this, make sure you follow through with it, and I can help you in any way that I possibly can to help you follow through, because I really think this is a great idea and it does sound a bit more like you. But I also want to make sure that you're not making the same mistakes that you made before, holding them accountable without tearing them down. Do you get what I mean? So if you notice that there are people who add constructive feedback without tearing you down, keep them around. People who celebrate your successes and stand by you in difficult times, those are the people that you need. Those are some of the characteristics of uplifting people, right? They're not going to celebrate you when you're telling them that, oh, I cheated on my man or my wife or my girl or whatever. They're going to be like, oh, okay, yeah. No, they're going to be like, "What? Look, you can't do that. You can't do that. Or if you say, oh, I cheated on my goals, you can't do that. Holding you accountable. What are the impacts of having these type of people around? Increased motivation, increased confidence, better mental and emotional well-being, a stronger sense of community and belonging. You know, a lot of times you'll be surprised how many people don't really have friends. They don't really feel like they have a sense of belonging. You'll be surprised how many people have a lot of friends and still feel like they don't belong, who still feel misunderstood, who feel like they have no community, whose emotional well-being is non-existent. You'd be surprised. So be with the people who bring that out of you, you know? And if you have these type of relationships, or if you found these type of relationships, invest time in relationships that reciprocate positivity and support. Invest time in it. Make it a purpose to talk more to these people rather than the latter. Show appreciation and gratitude for the people who uplift you, because look, I think there's about an equal amount of both sides out there. But if you know you got that good group of people, Celebrate that. Be grateful for it. Because why? Gratitude is what? It's a form of energy. And what does energy do? Energy is contagious. So if you're expressing gratitude, you're going to have more things to be grateful for. Engage in activities and communities where you can meet like-minded individuals. Because maybe you will have your friends here, but maybe there's other people out there who are also supposed to be part of your tribe. But if you don't ever go and engage in activities and communities where you can meet those like-minded individuals, then you just have your own little circle. But your own little circle is not a bad thing. But we are in this world with 7 or 8 billion people. Your tribe should inspire you, not tire you. And there should be a different person for each thing in your life. So speaking of tribe, right? It's important to find the right people to surround yourself with. And I do know that finding the right people to surround yourself with can be challenging, but it's essential for your well-being. So let's discuss some practical strategies to attract and connect with individuals who bring light into your life. Now, this could include engaging in activities that you're passionate about, being authentic, and setting healthy boundaries. Seek those who fan your flames, not those who douse your flames. So first thing first, you have to be able to identify your values and your interests. So reflect on your core values and interests to find people who align with that. Engage in hobbies or volunteer work or groups that resonate with your passions. Because if you're doing a certain hobby, if you're going painting and you meet somebody else there who's painting, guess what? Y'all got some, that's a common interest right there. That could just be your painter friend, you know? But you have to know what your values and your interests are before you can know if somebody's going to align to that or not. And you have to be authentic. You gotta be real. The importance of being true to yourself while you're attracting genuine connections is top tier. Because you don't want to portray yourself as somebody you're not, build a friendship, and now you gotta pretend the whole time. No. Gotta be real. Because if someone doesn't like the real you, that's what? That's okay. They're just not part of your tribe. And that's okay. Everyone ain't gonna like you. And if one does like you, that's cool too. But you have to be okay with who you are, regardless if it's somebody's cup of tea or if it's somebody else's, you know, cup of okra juice, because I don't like okra. But, you know, like, you have to be okay with being authentic. Step out of your comfort zone and meet new people. Utilize social media, maybe community events or networking groups to expand your circle. And then when you meet those people, set boundaries. Set boundaries. Excuse me. Setting boundaries can attract the right people and can repel the wrong people. So set your boundaries. And then just the last thing I want to get into before we wrap up is protecting your energy. I want to talk about how protecting your energy in everyday life is important and how to do it. This involves setting boundaries, practicing self-care, and being mindful of your own emotional responses. So let's get into it. Number 7, gem. Your energy is sacred. Guard it with the same way that you guard your dreams. Sacred. It's crucial to protect your energy and maintain a positive state of mind. Have that energy hygiene, which is very similar to physical hygiene, just because it's like every time you wake up, you gotta brush your teeth in the morning, maybe take a shower, wash your face. You gotta do that same with your energy. Protect your energy. Claim protection over yourself. See where your energy is at. Notice the level, because if you don't notice where your energy is when you start your day, you're not going to know if it shifts or not. Therefore, you won't be able to identify if someone's pulling it down or not. So set and enforce boundaries to create a safe emotional space. Practice mindfulness and meditation to center yourself. Regularly assess your emotional state and make adjustments as needed. If you notice that, oh, well, nothing really happened, but I'm feeling very annoyed, check on that. It's important to know where you are energetically at all times. And then engage in activities that recharge and rejuvenate you, such as exercise or nature walks or hobbies, whatever feels good to you. And above all, there's a very high importance of rest and downtime to maintain energy levels. You don't always have to go, 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 go. Know when to rest. Your energy is sacred. Know when to rest. Surround yourself with positivity. Just fill your environment with positive influences, such as, you know, uplifting books or music and people. Let's not even get into music. Music is so energetic. Like, it could be an energetic weapon sometimes. So the things that you're listening to, the things that you're watching, all of that is going into your energy space. So fill your environment with positive influences and limit exposure to negative media and negative social interactions, because your energy is sacred. Your energy is sacred, and energy is contagious. What did we learn today, guys? A lot. We learned a lot, but it's very important for you to be able to identify the people in your life who, you know, bring you down, who make you feel uneasy, who make you feel low-key depleted. Just like it's important for you to identify the people who provide the opposite, who make you feel inspired and motivated and happy and like a breath of fresh air. These things are very, very important. Energy is contagious, and it absolutely does matter who you're talking to, what you're listening to. It 100% matters. 100%. So I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Remember, the people you surround yourself with can either lift you up or bring you down. So choose wisely, protect your energy, and always, always, always seek out those who bring more light into your life. Always. Surround yourself with people who add value to your life, not chaos. Okay? All right, y'all. So stay smiling, stay happy, stay shining, stay Neo, stay you. Until next time, I appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your week. See you next Tuesday on another episode of Neo Self-Care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know I like to keep it real and authentic with y'all, because that's how true change comes about. Thank you so much for the love, and remember to share this episode and other episodes with a friend who may need to hear this. Stay you, stay Neo. See you next time.